Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Tuesday, June 6th. And due to the extra day between games 2 and 3 of the NBA Finals, we've got kind of one of these slow news weeks already emerging. Listen, this is what happens in June in sports, ladies and gentlemen. It gets a little slow. So we decided we'd bring in a good guest today to break it up. It just so happens he has spent a lot of time in Miami, done radio there. He's now at ESPN Radio out here in LA, George Sedano. He, of course, is a big, big, big Miami Heat fan and has spent a lot of time around the team. He's very optimistic. He picked the Heat to win the finals. And for a moment, he did not look good after game one. After game two, all of a sudden, he looks kind of decent. And we'll break that down. We obviously will talk about the massive, and I'm putting up air quotes here, story about Kyrie Irving recruiting LeBron James to the Dallas Mavericks. Long story short, let's be real, folks. That ain't happening. And it's kind of sad that Kyrie Irving would be trying to push this on the media. They would lap it up, which they kind of have to do when two reporters are putting out the same exact story at the same exact time. Come on, coordinated. And now you see that, you know, LeBron's in the middle of this weird situation. The Lakers are getting roped in. We all know the Mavericks do not have anything to offer the Lakers for LeBron. I think the real story here is Kyrie Irving. Does he want to go back to Dallas? Is he getting the offer from Dallas that he wants, which is a 4-year max deal? Is he trying to leverage the fact that, like, listen, we're not that good. We've got me and Luka. Like, what exactly is going on here? Did he notice the Frank Vogel move to the Phoenix Suns? And that probably means DeAndre Ayton is staying. Like, there's a lot at play here. We get into it with George Sedano, and enjoy it.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guest we've had on the podcast before. But the timing now could not have been better. He is a Miami guy. He picked the Heat to beat the Nuggets and now is looking kind of like a genius with Miami becoming the first team to win in Denver in the playoffs. George Sedano, how you doing, George?
I'm good, buddy. Good to see you.
I thought I would detect a little more excitement from you with Miami stealing one in Denver, but you just seem pretty laid back, like you almost knew this was coming. Like you had an idea, you had a notion that Miami would be able to pull this off.
Jason, at some point after 2 months, you stop being surprised,
well, okay.
I think.
All right.
You know, I know that you've, according to my friends who have told me you've called them fluky a few times.
Yes, they're not happy.
Yeah, I've heard you're on like their list. You're like on the most wanted Heat list at the moment. So, yeah, I mean, it's not fluky when you've been doing it for 2 months. I think that, yeah. I mean, look, let's take last night's game two,
okay,
into account. That was only the fifth best night they've had in regards to shooting over expected shooting percentages. Like, think about that for a second. Like, they've had even better games in this postseason from a shooting perspective, and yet they were able to still beat Denver for the first time at home since March. Like, nobody had beaten them since March. Miami hadn't won there since Goran Dragic, Rodney Magruder, Josh McRoberts, Luke Babbitt, and Hassan Whiteside were the starting five in the last game they won.
Is that before LeBron got there, or is that after LeBron left?
After 2016. Okay. That was post Dwayne Wade injury, Chris Bosh, blood clots, like all that stuff. So, yeah.
I guess the people who are upset with me, like, we have an 82-game sample size of what the Heat were this season. And we know they were not a great three-point shooting team. They were not a great team. They barely got into the playoffs. They lost the play-in game at home to Trae Young. And then they rallied in the final 3 minutes to beat my guy Zach LaVine. And then all of a sudden, they've turned into basically Steph Curry from three. Whether it's Caleb Martin or Duncan
Robinson. But they were the number one three-point shooting team with the same roster the previous season. And I think that's what people seem to just continually omit when they talk about them. It's not like they're not capable of shooting threes. They had an incredible shot quality chart this season. They just didn't go in for one reason or another. Now, they also dealt with, I believe, the fourth most lineup changes of anyone in the sport. So, you know, there wasn't a lot of continuity there. Guys were in and out of the lineup. So that explains some of it. I don't believe that they're the best three-point shooting team, but I think they're closer to the best than they are 27th, which is where they were ranked, because we saw that as a representative sample. And, you know, again, it's no longer a fluke when you're doing it for two straight months and you're shooting the way you're shooting.
You could argue. So which are they? Are they the team that was great at threes last year? The team that was bad at threes this year, the team that's been great at threes for about 20 games in the playoffs. Like, it's tough for me. I don't know.
They're closer to the top of the 3-point shooting arc than they are the bottom of it. It was infuriating for most people to watch them this year because, to, you know, the point I mentioned a second ago, they got quality looks all season long. They just didn't fall for one reason or another. And maybe the continuity was the issue, but ultimately, this team, come playoff time, has the best coach in the sport, a guy who can certainly get guys open, and they've got really smart players. And I think that the fact that these guys have been there in three of the last 4 years in the Eastern Conference Finals and now two of the last four finals, for the most part, a very similar roster is back in the finals. There's a sense of, hey, we know what it takes to win at this point, right? Like, it doesn't matter what happened in the regular season. That doesn't mean anything. It's what Eric Spoelstra has been telling people forever. Another thing Eric Spoelstra has been telling people is, hey, we've had the most clutch games of anyone in the sport this season. I think they're over 60 some odd now. Like, they're well over 65 games now at this point where they've been within 5 points with 5 minutes to go. And they've won, I want to say, of the nearly 70, 44 of them. So, like, that's not a small number. Most teams don't even, you know, most teams in a regular year are hovering around 500 at best in those scenarios.
Yeah.
So while they've had those crushing losses too, they've had a lot of experience in these moments, and they're just not fazed when the game is close.
And then the counter to that would be, well, they've had a lot of close games. Are they a good team? And then they have the negative point differential. I know it doesn't matter. Negative point differential for the season. Meanwhile, the Nuggets, I think it was like maybe tops in the West or maybe second, whatever it was. But they're used to blowing teams out. And it looked like a blowout was coming in game two. At the end of the third quarter, they go up 8. And then the Duncan Robinson show takes over. But
You mentioned a lot of numbers there, and then you said they're a very smart team. And this is what I think angers, like, the calculator crowd, you know, the analytics folks, because Miami's breaking them, literally breaking people. They are outraged. They don't know how to handle this. And I got a number here. So I just saw this stat. The Heat point differential through 20 playoff games. First quarter, they're minus one. Second quarter, minus 11. Third quarter, minus 12. In the fourth quarter in 20 playoff games, they are plus 90.
Yeah.
Nothing about their resume would detect their plus 90. And this is the one thing that the calculator crowd can't quantify is, like, the undrafted players, the guys who really had to fight and work hard just to get here. I mean, I know they have Kevin Love, who was a top five pick, but and Bam Adebayo was a lottery pick. But by and large, they got a bunch of dogs. They got a bunch of guys who are working their tail off. Caleb Martin, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, Jimmy. Like, no quitting these guys because they know what it took to get to the league. Now, I'm not saying that Denver has a bunch of coddled guys. I mean, Jamal Murray is a super high pick. Porter, Gordon, Jokic was second round. But is there something to that we can't put a number on, to heart and desire and grit and all this, like, the stuff that you can't really quantify?
This is going to sound like I'm mythologizing them, but it's the truth. I mean, they are open and honest about this. When Eric Spoelstra and everyone there says, we're not for everybody, it's the truth. They have guys that they know that they can identify certain traits in them, right? And it's not just the basketball stuff. It's a mental toughness thing. Not everybody can play there. I mean, remember that there was this viral video like a year or two ago of Jermaine O'Neal talking about how he had a chance to play with LeBron, Wade, and Bosh. Because remember, he was in Miami the previous season. And then he made the joke, I like Oreos too much, right? I didn't want to have to deal with all the weight stuff and the way they just kind of do things there. It's military school. Even LeBron, after the fact, left to Cleveland. What did he do? He brought in a bunch of Miami guys, James Jones, Mike Miller. I mean, there's a ton of guys on that Cleveland roster that he brought in to help establish a culture. So I think that's one of those things that they do really well at. They know how to identify certain guys that not only physically will fit what they want to do on the floor schematically, but mentally that they can handle dealing with military school. And that's exactly the way I would describe it. So I think that's part of it. And that's a credit to Adam Simon, who is their vice president, assistant GM, I believe. He's the guy that mines all this talent going way back. Okay. This isn't something that is just a recent phenomenon. If you look at their history, Udonis Haslem, for God's sake, right, is in his 20th season. He was playing in France after being at the University of Florida. So they just are really good at identifying this stuff. And certain teams are. Toronto is another team, I think, that's great at that. Yeah. They've identified a lot of guys over the years. Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Spurs were once great at it and perhaps can be good at it again. But they certainly had a knack for that for a long time. I think it's just that. They just know what they're looking for in a particular player. They almost treat it, Jason, like a football team. They know, hey, this guy fits this role. This is what we want him for. He's got the mental toughness to be able to deal with what we need to deal with, or we want to deal with, and where we want to be and the expectations that we have. And that's it.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I mean, as a Miami guy, I'm wondering, have you ever been able to drill down on what is in that secret sauce for identifying grit, toughness, mental fourth quarter capabilities? Because, you know, you can see it like Jimmy Butler's history. Like Jimmy Butler, his story is incredible. I've been a big Jimmy Butler guy. I've been saying Jimmy Butler over Kawhi Leonard from my Fox Sports radio show before Kawhi won the title in Toronto. And I got so much hate for it. And I would stand by it today. I know Kawhi's a great talent. Give me Jimmy Butler any day. He's a dog. But I don't know. Has anybody in Miami ever elaborated to you as to what exactly goes into identifying these undrafted gems? I mean, I looked up Max Strus. He went to Lewis College and then DePaul. Gabe Vincent, UCSB, played in the G League. I don't know what it is, but I would love to find it.
Well, I think I'll give you Gabe Vincent as an example. Gabe Vincent, Santa Barbara, a gaucho, was a scorer in college. But when they saw him, they saw the handle, right? They saw the poise. They saw the fact that he was the guy in college, right? And he realized, okay, I'm going to small school, right? I'm going to try to do my best to go through the G League, the NBA, all that stuff. They identified him and they said, hey, we know this is what you're already good at, okay? You're good at scoring. We know you can put the ball in the basket. You can shoot it. You're a three-level scorer. We're going to teach you to be a point guard too. And we're going to teach you to defend, because the way you're going to make it in this league from the G League is by being able to do everything, being as much of a Swiss Army knife as possible and playing a role. And not everybody is made for that mentally. Think about it. You're the man, right? Basketball for sure is tough, I think, in a lot of ways, because from when kids are very young, we tell them they're the best player.
Yeah, of course.
You're the best player on your team and, you know, in AAU. You're the best player in high school. You're the best player here in the travel team, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're the best player in college. And then you hit past college and it's like, oh, this is different. There's only 450 of these spots. And a lot of these guys take one of those spots up for a decade, right? So it's hard to break through. And I think for certain guys, they just can't come to grips with it mentally. And other guys, they buy into it. They say, how am I going to make a living playing basketball? I got to buy into a role. And the Heat, for whatever reason, are really good at selling these guys on these roles. And they're good at player development. It starts with their head coach, okay? Eric Spoelstra was a player development guy. When Dwayne Wade came into the league, do you know who was working with him on his shot? Eric Spoelstra every day was the guy working on his shot. It's why Dwayne, you know, not the only reason, Dwayne gets the most credit for it, but Eric was there when he was developing that mid-range game as a young player. We knew how explosive he was and how he can get to the rim, but he helped him find his balance with his shot. And that's just what they've always been. They've always been good at just mining talent. Forget about the Heat. Go back to Pat Riley with your beloved Knicks. John Starks, yeah. Anthony Mason, finding those guys in the CBA. That people look at Pat Riley and they say, oh, Armani, slick hair, right. Showtime. All those things are true. But at the core, Pat Riley is Schenectady, New York. Pat Riley is lunch pail. His dad, you know, worked in a factory. He, you know, had a rough upbringing. Yes, he was a star in college, but Pat Riley was more Bruce Bowen in the NBA than he was LeBron James or Dwayne Wade.
I don't disagree with any of that. I mean, it's really unbelievable what they've cultivated there in Miami. That being said, I've got to be point blank. You had no clue this was coming into the first round as an 8 seed versus the Bucks.
No, right. I had Milwaukee in 6. And then from that point on, I'm like, I looked at the path, because I thought if they get Boston in the first round, I thought they could upset them. I mean, on TV and radio, I kept saying if they can get the 7 seed, they've got a shot to get to the finals. But if they don't, then it's going to be way tougher. But they beat Milwaukee. And I know everyone's going to say, well, Giannis was hurt, this, that, and the other. Great. True. No question. Listen, when Giannis was off the floor, the Heat won by 10 points per 100 possessions. When Giannis was on the floor in that series, they won by 16 points per 100 possessions. So they beat Giannis too when he was on the floor. But once they beat Milwaukee, I was like, all bets are off. They can get to the finals and they can win a championship depending on what happens. Now, look, there's a long way and a long path from there. But I text you. You didn't respond. I felt like maybe you thought it was a threat.
I might have missed it.
Where I said, your boy Tibbs is next. Because I saw you talking about.
I like the Knicks in that series.
And I listen, there was little doubt I thought they were going to beat the Knicks. Like I was surprised.
Knicks were favored, I believe, in Vegas. I believe Knicks were slight favorites. Not big.
They were not even on the. They're not. This notion that the Knicks were the more talented team was silly. If Jimmy Butler doesn't turn an ankle, it's a sweep.
Well, Julius Randle now had surgery, so he was still not 100%, but I digress. So so we said nice stuff about Miami. I'm buttering up your Heat audience because I got to hit you with this, okay? And I have it in my phone here. So in game two, they had the Heat, I believe third best fourth quarter shooting the basketball in the last 25 years, 11 of 16 from the field.
Right.
Historic stuff. They needed Duncan Robinson to go off, Jimmy Butler, Caleb Martin, who is sick, his little flu game, hits a big three in the corner. I mean, it was a historical fourth quarter, and they survive when Jamal Murray misses a game-tying three that was online, looked good, at the buzzer. So as excited as we are about the Heat, let's put it in perspective. They needed a historic fourth quarter to survive a Denver game-tying shot with no time left on the clock.
That's who they've been the whole season in the postseason, Jason. They have survived or come back. They have seven wins this postseason when trailing by 10 points or more. That's tied for the most. You know who they're tied with?
Denver.
The Warriors. Oh. I'm talking about all time.
Oh, all time.
The
okay.
Warriors last year and the Heat twice with Wade and LeBron and Bosh. Okay. That's what they've accomplished.
Which of those
season.
Is different, huh?
Yeah.
LeBron but, and two Hall of Famers, Curry's Hall of Fame team, which what I would argue is the greatest team of all time. And then the Miami Heat of 2023.
Like, right. But again, this team is built like, this is where Colin needs to be on to help you here. This team is built like a football team. Okay. Everyone plays a role. Jimmy and Bam are the stars. The star running back or the star quarterback or the star wide receiver and the passer, however you want to label it. They're the two guys. They're the central figures. Everyone else plays a role. That's how this thing works. And again, it's still only the fifth best three-point shooting night they've had based on expected expectations per second spectrum, right? Like it's still not even, despite all the stuff you mentioned, which is 100% true, it's not even their best three-point shooting opportunity. The two teams, by the way, that were ahead of them, the Lakers in 2000, barely above them at, I think, less than a percentage point. And then the Spurs against the Heat. When I was watching that game, and that was game one, if you recall that one, that was the air conditioning game in San Antonio.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And even in that series, I kept saying to myself, man, are the Spurs ever going to miss? Yeah, sometimes it doesn't happen that way.
It's possible that Duncan Robinson and company, the undrafted guys, whatever you want to call them, they keep up this in fuego and stun everybody. And I mean, Denver was the third largest favorite, I believe, this century after, was it the Warriors, obviously, with KD and Curry, and then the Spurs team that faced the young LeBron Cavs, if you remember, like 2007.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, too, because ESPN Stats and Info had this a couple of days ago where if you – and it was in our Slack, I believe. I don't know if they posted it. But basically, Eric Spoelstra is either 3-4-1 as some of the big – like he's like – he's got like four of the biggest upsets as far as Vegas was concerned in postseason history. One of them was Milwaukee, obviously, this year, and then Boston. But he's got two other ones from previous seasons, too. So it's like, again, like everyone wants to sit here and just like is befuddled by this. But, you know, the parts fit. The coach is great. And they've been doing this for 2 months, right? Like this season, Here's some more numbers for you, because I know you love numbers. And I know the calculator folks, as you like to call them.
Calculator crowd, they hate that. It's so derisive.
But here's another thing. This postseason alone, the Heat are shooting 40% on open threes, okay?
Not bad.
By the way, that's within a player of within 3 feet, right? A player within 6 feet, which are called classified as wide open threes, they're 45%. Like, these guys, this is who they are. This is closer to who they are than what they were in the regular season. What people need to stop focusing on is an 82-game regular season, which was completely disjointed for them in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I've compared this team to the New York Giants with Eli Manning when they were just a pedestrian team in the regular season. Then they get to the playoffs. Eli's unstoppable. They go 3-0 and win the Super Bowl twice.
And the parts, but the parts fit. Right. When you watch that team, the parts fit on that team. Michael Strahan. Right. All the defensive line. They could rush Tom Brady with four. Right. Which was always the key to having success against Tom Brady. So, yeah, like I could give you something like that. Sure.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Let's quickly pivot to the other story. We're recording this Monday afternoon. The other big story, and listen, this doesn't involve an ESPN reporter, so we could be real here with each other. At about the same time Monday morning, Shams of, he worked for like three places, and Chris Haynes, who I'm sure you know.
I saw this.
Mm-hmm. Both of them at the same time reported Kyrie Irving reached out to LeBron James. Hey, LeBron, want to come to Dallas? George, listen, we've been doing this a long time. This is some really pathetic stuff. Not from the reporters, but from Kyrie Irving. Because you remember last week he stood on a soapbox, went on Instagram Live. Hey, to all my fans, the Kyrie Hive or whatever he's pretending to be like Beyonce with her beehive. Don't listen to the reporters. Don't listen to all this stuff out there. George, we know Kyrie Irving directly fed this to the reporters. Why? Well, I don't know. Monday morning, capture the news cycle, extra day off between games 2 and 3. And now LeBron is the big story. When we know, 0% chance of this happening? Negative percents of this happening? There's no way LeBron is taking a pay cut because they can't afford him to, with the max deal. Take a pay cut to go to Dallas. Dallas doesn't even have any parts to send to the Lakers. This is asinine stuff, is it not?
Yeah, it's crazy. But no, the reporters did their job. They have to do their job.
Look, Kyrie Irving calls you or texts you. You gotta run.
And I don't know if it's Kyrie directly, but
fair
it
enough.
Could be,
maybe
it
I'm
could
being
be
too
someone
harsh.
In his circle, clearly, who these guys trust, and I would understand why they would trust a source like depending on who it was. So if they're reporting it, clearly it's a trustworthy source. And to your point, they both did it within seconds or minutes of each other.
A little fishy.
Yeah. It's silly. Kyrie is not LeBron's not going to Dallas. Okay. Now, could Kyrie still end up on the Lakers? That okay. I'm still not ruling that part of the equation out, but I don't see LeBron. I know LeBron loves Luka. I know Luka loves LeBron. But to your point, there's no way to actually make this work without LeBron doing something that is completely unprecedented from a financial standpoint. First of all, you'd have to ask for a buyout. Let's start with that part of the equation, right? Because I don't see to your point, the Lakers aren't making a deal with Dallas, and Dallas has really nothing to give them. So it's great for us for content. Yeah. But then at the end of the day, it's just us putting the pin in the balloon, because as much as we could talk about it, there's really not a lot of there, okay. If you know what I mean.
Now, the other angle that I would take is just what percentage chance? Let's say that Kyrie and LeBron got together and hatched this plan. How do we get this out there? Is there an agenda where they are trying to use this to send a message to Dallas? Hey, Kyrie don't want to stay unless you can get more guys. Or is this LeBron's way of saying, hey, Lakers, I want Kyrie? Is there a world where LeBron is in on this with Kyrie to get this message out?
That's pretty Machiavellian, but I don't know if I would go that far.
Okay.
I would say that those two clearly have a relationship again. And I would say that the Kyrie stuff with Dallas, to me, that's more plausible. I think LeBron wants help. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think LeBron looks at himself at 38 years old on two busted feet, right? One of them, which may need surgery, according to certain reports. And I think he thinks to himself, I only have so much left to give. Like, I've got to have one more shot at this. And as much as there are players on this team that I think he likes, Austin Reeves, clearly, Rui Hachimura, I would imagine that adding Kyrie would be something he would want. He has not been shy about that in the past. So do I think that him and Kyrie are on the phone hashing this out? You text Shams and Chris Haynes? Right, no, so. I don't think that. But I do think that there is, it seems fairly clear that they would be open to playing with
each
other.
So you said LeBron wants help, okay? In what world is Kyrie Irving helping? Because I don't know how you're getting him without giving up AD. And is that...
Well, I mean, he'd have to come... They'd have to basically renege on everyone on their balance sheet outside of LeBron and AD, which they can't, right? And then sign Kyrie into space, and then they could go over the cap for certain guys like an Austin Reeves, because they have the bird rights, et cetera, et cetera. But then you're looking at a lot of veteran minimum guys after
so
that.
So you're envisioning LeBron, Kyrie, and AD together.
Yeah, the only way they can do that is by renouncing the rights to pretty much everybody that is not available, or that's not under contract going into this offseason. And then re-signing a couple of those guys who they can sign to their bird rights, like Austin, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. I think they've got one exception they could play with potentially, and then you're looking at a lot of veteran minimums.
Yeah. So I don't know if you like to put yourself in the role of GM. It's been one of the most fun things ever. Is there a world where you would want to add Kyrie Irving to your team right now?
Only if I could line it up with Anthony Davis's contract. I'm not giving him more than the 2 years or whatever Anthony Davis has.
Kyrie doesn't want that. He wants four because Dallas can't.
But that would be the only way I would do it if I were in charge. Unless, here's the other part of the equation, and I don't think the Lakers will go down this path necessarily. I do think that they are open to everything, because they have to be at this stage, because they're in the LeBron James business. And when you're in the LeBron James business, they understand that you have to push your chips to the center of the table every season. That's anyone who's been in the LeBron James business, particularly for the last decade plus, understands that that's part of the job requirement. So, but Anthony Davis is due for an extension. So that's another part of the equation that you have to factor in. What's that going to look like? What is the expectation from him, from the Lakers, et cetera, et cetera. There's more to this stuff with the Lakers roster beyond this offseason that needs to be answered here sooner rather than later. And I believe, I'm not 100% sure on this, that AD's extension is, they can offer it to him, I believe, either in the fall September, or somewhere like that. Before the season starts, they can offer to him. I just don't know the exact timeline. But it's definitely before the season, they can potentially offer him another extension.
I think Giannis has a similar situation. And so
right.
You got to wonder, like Giannis is wondering what's going to happen with Middleton and Lopez and or a holiday. It's tough for me to extend Davis, but it's even tougher to envision a world where you give Kyrie Irving 4 years. LeBron will definitely be gone in 4 years. And then AD, who the hell knows what his body's going to be like into his 30s. And then Kyrie Irving is your main guy going forward. And that is not something. I mean, again,
right.
I don't know.
Which is why I would only do
Jeannie Buss more than I have. But
I don't really talk to Jeannie Buss that often, to be honest with you. I've occasionally run into her and we've exchanged pleasantries, but I don't really chat with her very often in regards to basketball stuff, you know? So, I don't like to pry like that, first of all.
Yeah, yeah. Who would want to ask? Hey, do you want to get Kyrie over here? Can we?
Yeah, I don't. There's plenty of other people I can find information from around the league without having to go directly to the owner and put her in a compromising position. And an uncomfortable position, because what is she going to say?
A little bit.
She's not going to say yes or no to any of it. So, I just think that the Lakers are in a tough spot. Like they clearly are close, right? They were in the conference finals.
Yeah.
And I think though they have to look at their situation with their two stars. And I'm a big believer of the biggest predictor of future injury is past injury. And we're now at the point, particularly with LeBron, right? Where we're now seeing this becoming more and more regular. With Anthony Davis, there's always been things that he's dealt with. None of them outside of the one Achilles thing he had that 1 year that kind of terrified people, and understandably so, have I felt like there's been like this crazy injury. But if LeBron were to have surgery this offseason, it would be his first, at least to my knowledge. So, and at 38 years old, that's stuff you have to wonder. So the Lakers are not in an easy position. They have to balance trying to win with an aging superstar and also having to deal with what the rest of that looks like beyond his time there. And that, I just don't know if you can strike that balance well, is what I would say. Most teams can't balance that. And that's not a knock on Rob Pelinka or anyone. It's just really hard to thread that needle.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. George Sedano, 710 in out here in LA, ESPN Radio, Miami native, right? Right. Native.
Actually, you'd be surprised. Born in Manhattan. Grew up in Miami, moved when I was 6 years old.
Ah, okay. Nice. So there is some Knicks fan. No, just kidding.
No, not at all, actually. One bit.
Way to shut that down. All right, man. Hey, thanks for taking the time, buddy.
Good to see you, bud. Thanks for having me on.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.